Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
All right, everybody, get your heads right. It is a Thursday morning, Paulie. Yeah. Give a rundown for me.
Yeah, it's on the printer.
Is it? You want me to go get it?
Sure.
I'll just go get it.
It's fine. No, I gotta go get it. Because I have to log into the printer.
Ah! Printer has a login.
Yeah. Because I have to change my password every 6 days. It's really long.
An Odyssey station. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Towing the line a little bit this morning on Ben and Woods. Towing the line between just sheer and utter anger and depression. And also the other side is, hey, who cares? It's April. I don't... Obviously, this team's not going to play this way all season long. They can't. They can't. But you see games like last night, see games like the night before, and it ruins my night. It sucks. I hate that I love it that much. I at one point yelled at the TV. My wife shushed me, and I looked at her like, you act like I can control this. This is who I am. When, you know, Hosmer smokes one to the gap, I'm going to yell at the TV. I understand that the baby's asleep. I'm sorry. I need a cabin in the woods where I can go watch these games the way that I want to do it. That's not going to happen. So I'll try to give a little, but you got to give a little too, my darling, who's listening right now. She's already chastised me for leaving a wrapper next to the bed. It has ants on it. So, I'm already in the torture chamber this morning. I'm already...
Throw away your garbage.
I did. I threw it away, I thought, and I have a trash can right by my bed. I must have missed the trash can. So, it's a human error. It happens. The way that I roll, Paulie, I just pick it up and throw it in the garbage. I don't need to text somebody about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm already in full-on padded cell this morning. And then, you know, this team, I think there's a lot of people that feel the way that we do, where you look forward to it all day. Are you like, you guys are like me, right? Where you have your day and you have your day planned, and then you say, all right, I just get me to, you know, yesterday's case, just get me to 3:30, get me to 3:30, get me to 3:30, get me to 3:30. I'll do this. Let me knock this out. I want to get this done before 3:30 starts so I can sit down, watch my beloved San Diego Padres. And that's exactly how I feel about baseball. And then the game starts, and it's just terrible. It's just a terrible performance. It's awful. It was less than inspired. And I think there are aspects of that game where, yeah, I think it's important that some guys get a little bit lit up today. I understand where the flagship. People accuse us all the time of being, you know, too big a homers. I don't think anybody gets accused of being a homer more than Mark Grant, right? Our beloved Mud Grant. If you ever see criticism of Mud, it's one of two things. The first thing you hear is, I don't need him and Don talking about what they ate, this and that, right? Just give me straight baseball. Well, number one, you can find that on any broadcast in America. Hey, listen, I don't need to hear about Don's pasta or what Mud likes or his PB&J. I don't need to hear it, man. I need bunt. I need sacks. I need hit and runs. I need stolen bags. That's what I want to hear about. I don't need to hear about swag or anything else. Just give me baseball, man. I'm sick of it. Right? The other is that he's a huge homer, and I love that. I'm a huge homer, too. I get it. There's two schools of radio, right? There's the school of radio that guys like us that are just, we're fans. At the end of the day, we're fans. If we got fired from our job today, which is always a real possibility, me, Paul, and Ben would still be texting each other about what the Padres did, right? There's no doubt about it. I wouldn't start giving my season tickets away because I didn't want to go. I'm a Padres fan. If we were on another radio station, this is what we'd be talking about this morning. This. So we're just fans. Then you have the other side of the coin that wants to come in and rip the team for every effing thing they do. And that to me is boring and lame. And I don't like it. I hate that kind of radio. You know, that's New York City radio. You know, some people will say, hey, that's how the media should be. We're not media. We're a morning show. We want to have fun. We want to talk about the game with our buddies. But I am toeing the line a little bit this morning, Paulie, because there are things that have jumped out to me the last two nights that are concerning and that need to be cleaned up. All right? And we'll get into all that when Ben gets in. I wonder how our little Benny is doing. I'm worried about him. Had his second dose yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, he took TV off last night. And I think he's got TV off today. And I think he always has TV off on Friday.
We still don't know if he's coming in today.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be here or not. I didn't check my phone because the only text I got this morning was from my wife berating me. So I haven't looked at my phone. So I don't know if Ben's going to be here or not. What a great day it would have been to call in sick. You don't have to come in and break that mess down. They're just not a good baseball team right now. I'm sorry. They're just not a good baseball team. And there's a lot of stuff about this team right now that I just don't like. And I think they look, frankly, Paulie, frankly, they look pretty sloppy and pretty lazy out there. I'm not going to lie, you know, and I understand it. You know, I'm not going to get in any trouble. You know, I'm not saying anything they don't know. They know they're playing like crap. You lose two out of three to the Pirates, you're playing like crap. Sorry.
It's weird. They have all the opportunity in the world to end a seven-game road trip at 5-2.
Right, which would be great.
But it doesn't feel like there are 5-2.
No, it doesn't. And Ben's going to come in today. What's the record now?
8-5.
8-5. Ben's going to come in today, and he's going to say, Woodsy, if I told you that after 13 games we'd be 8-5, would you have taken that? And the thing is, in you know, 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015, 2014, 2013, I would say, yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'd take that. Absolutely. Winning, you know, yeah, it's April. You know, figuring it out. I'll take that. Sorry. I had my expectations were more. And so, yeah, we'll get into all of it today. I hope our little Benny's doing good. Hope he's feeling, actually, I just hope he comes to work because even if he's a little under the weather, there's a good chance he flubs and yeah. Stuff. We can have some fun with him. He's probably like, man, I hate you guys. You better be on your game. It's like living at my house. You better be on. You don't take plays off in my house.
This like some special street version of Alka-Seltzer.
He got so jacked up the one time I gave him Alka-Seltzer because he was sick.
It was in a sealed little package. Looked very reputable.
It was Alka-Seltzer cold and flu. I mean, I think it's literally just acetaminophen in it. I mean, I think that's like the main ingredient in it, which is...
He was jacked up.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I have never seen him. He looked off.
Yeah, he ate an edible.
Yeah.
And so that's obviously slowed down audio, but it wasn't far off. He was slurring his words and stuff. I'm looking at him going, it's Alka-Seltzer. Like everyone I know takes Alka-Seltzer. He's like, I've never taken this. I feel pretty good. I'm like, what?
What else is in here?
What else is in here? Is this some special street version? It's incredible. Incredible, incredible. So Benny's on his way in, I'm assuming. But yeah, man, so much of my mood is dictated on how these guys play. That's probably not the right way to live either. But, you know, I'm a really... really passionate fan, really connected to the team, and it hurts me, Paulie, when they play that way. It hurts my heart. Hurts my wallet as well. The definition of insanity. is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. I think last night may be the last time I ever put one nickel on the San Diego Padres. I don't want to do the thing where I bet against them.
Right.
Like, hey, at least I'm making money. No, I don't want to do that. I can't do that. I don't like to bet against the teams. I'm Pete Rose.
I thought about it one time.
I have to?
Like, no. You know, there's that insurance, I guess, where you're just...
It's emotional insurance. I can't do it in baseball. I can do it in any other sport.
And if they lose, I win.
Yeah, I can't...
It just doesn't feel good.
I can't... I can do it in any other sport because baseball is my favorite sport. I can't do it. I can't bet against the teams I love. I just can't do it. I cannot do it.
This weekend, I'm like, maybe I'll just take the weekend off.
Boy... The way they're looking now, I feel like I could probably pay for Bo's college by just taking the Dodgers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But you want to know the weird thing about baseball? You go into Pittsburgh. I mean, look, we can see this storyline playing out, right? You go into Pittsburgh, maybe you drop 3 of 4. You're definitely going to drop 2 of 4. You're definitely going to split the series in Pittsburgh, okay? That's the best case scenario. Couldn't everybody see them coming home and just kicking the crap out of the Dodgers for 3 nights? Because it's weird. It's baseball. That's what happens. I really hope that's the case.
Tatis
is back. Yeah. Weathers just shoves in his...
Snell and Darvish.
I know.
I mean...
And we could all see it happening.
Yeah. We can.
Because it's baseball. It's baseball. I mean, there's no good reason the Pirates should have, you know, whipped up on us like they have the last 2 nights they have. They absolutely did. We had better starting pitching. We have better offense, allegedly. Now, I got numbers for you guys.
They didn't whip up on us the other night. We just played so badly. Like, they tried to give,
they tried to give
away
it away
10 different times.
Well, I've got some numbers, man, where you look at it and you kind of scratch your head. And you say, well, this doesn't make sense because they're top 3 in this. They're number 4 in this. They're, you know, top 2 in this. They've got this many home runs. They've got this many.
They're number 2 on MLB Network's power rankings. Yep,
that's right. I forgot about that. We were number 2 on MLB Network's power rankings.
Number 2.
Which, by the way, just goes to prove that power rankings don't matter. Because we were number 2. We've got to be number 16 now. Just in a free fall, it feels like. But I got these numbers for you. We'll get into it later. That you look at it and you go, I don't get it. It's just lack of clutch, lack of situational baseball. It's really shoddy defense, man. The defense has been a huge, huge disappointment so far this season. Huge. Sorry. I love all you guys. I do. But the defense has been horrible and is costing us games at this point. So, yeah, let's get into all of that today. Paulie and I, though, behind the scenes over here. I'm going to get in trouble. Now, wait. I got to run this by you first. Can I talk about what we've been talking about?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have anything locked down yet, but the idea has been out there.
You floated the idea to your significant other, Megan.
Told her about it yesterday.
And she was?
She's on board.
Okay. Now, on board doesn't mean?
She's supportive of it.
Okay. She's in on it.
She wants me to do this.
Now, she knows I'm going, right?
I think that was probably assumed.
Okay. So here's the thing. You guys know our beloved Paulie got married almost a year ago. May what?
May 30th.
May 30th. Coming up on his 1 year of wedded bliss. They always say the first year is the hardest. What I've found is they're all pretty damn hard. You throw the pandemic in there. You throw, you know, a couple kids in my case in there. It's been a rough one. It's tough. It's definitely worked.
It's been, you know, we've been able to say at least, like, hey, once we get through this, like, this is probably as bad as it's going to get.
Better knock on wood, my friend. It'd be some flesh-eating virus or bacteria that moves
but
into the country.
You know what I mean? Like, we didn't get to go on some lavish week-long honeymoon and start our new life together. You know, like, it was just, we started in a pandemic. We're still in a pandemic.
Your Paul's honeymoon story, by the way, is the great. It's the worst, but you can look back and laugh because they were like, there was nothing open, and they're staying in a hotel, and there was nothing open.
The 30-second version is, our neighborhood of La Mesa, where we lived at the
was
time,
burning to
was
the ground.
Burning to the ground on May 30th.
It's a true story.
The night of our wedding.
And
it didn't happen until after, like, our little ceremony had happened, but we get to our hotel and we're like, oh my God, do we need to go home? Like, is our home on fire? We don't know. It was a block away. And we stayed on Coronado Island, and the whole island was on lockdown.
Just shut down. Paulie and his bride sitting in a hotel bed, There's really nobody else there. The pool's not open. The hot tub's not open. There's nothing you can do. There's no restaurants. They're eating like Doritos, sitting in bed like, hey, isn't this amazing?
We called a couple of nice restaurants for, you know, some pickup or delivery or whatever. They're like, oh, we closed at 6 because, well, curfew. And we're like, oh, my God.
It sucks so bad, dude. It sucks so bad. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you because you have to laugh. It's just like you look at each other like, well, this is what we did. We did this. Okay. But listen, you'll never forget that.
No.
You will never, ever forget it. And you have that to build on. But so the one thing we didn't get to do, we never got to have the bachelor party. That's why we started the flub jar, right?
Yeah.
We started the flub jar. We're going to put $1 in every time somebody flubs. Then we're going to take that money. We're going to have a big bachelor blowout. Now, I haven't told my missus about this yet.
Should we discuss this after the break?
Let's do it after the break. I think you guys are going to like this. Plus, we're going to need your help. I need some advice. I need your help on this. And so if you're listening, make sure you're tweeting at us because I want some advice, some ideas, et cetera, et cetera.
Rindlepalooza.
Yeah, Rindlepalooza. Pollypalooza is also a name that we're throwing out there. I have yet to clear this with my wife. She'll be getting a text in 3, 2. Here's traffic.